Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Every month or so, we ask Steph Curtis for five things she's been reading and doing and listening to and loving. And then I chime in with something. Steph, great to have you back on the show. I bet you have a lot to talk about.
I do. Have you heard of the final revival of Opal and Nev?
No.
This is a novel, and it's by a woman named Donnie Walton, and it is an oral history of a band that you've never heard of, Opal and Nev. And Opal is working class African-American woman, and Nev is a singer-songwriter from England, and they meet up and they create a couple of albums in the early 70s. And so this is a fake oral history. It's fictional. And it investigates pop culture and American history and race in America. It is a delightful and intriguing and smart and addictive. It is so good, Carrie. And the audiobook has a series of people reading all the different parts because it's an oral history.
Whoa,
and so everyone's played by somebody else. So either read the book or listen to it. And I can't say enough good things about it. It makes you think about why you like the music you like and what parts of pop culture stick with you and why and become remembered, and also who gets forgotten and who gets left by the side of the road while other people succeed. It is so good.
So, Steph, does the audiobook also have music on it since this is about a band?
It doesn't,
no.
But you're dying for it. And I can't imagine somebody
right.
isn't going to be making a miniseries or a movie out of this because you can see the characters. You're just dying to have somebody dressed up in that early 70s shaggy thrift store look that Opal takes on. And Opal is just a character. She's like a little bit of Eartha Kitt. A little bit of Diana Ross. There's just everything in this character. And
I can hear how much you love this novel.
I love it so much. I want
All
everyone
right.
to read
it's on
it.
My list.
Final revival of Opal and Nev. All right. Do we have free will? This is a question that Oliver Berkman investigates in an article in the Guardian, and it's called The Clockwork Universe. And it's about this debate among some neuroscientists and some philosophers of whether we have free will. And one of the people says, you know, for anyone who's morally or emotionally deep, it's really depressing and destructive to think about this. And, you know, I mean, everything from, you know, your choice in your partner to your choice in what fruit to eat. If there are things in society that are set up ahead of time and things in your own body that make you choose one thing over another, what point do we have free will or not? And after you read this article, you'll start looking throughout your day and questioning, like, why did I make that decision? And it's really interesting because there are people who are arguing there is no free will. And it almost makes them feel like, well, you know, then I can't do anything about injustices. It's not, you know, like you can't even change it. So why even bother? And other people who say, yes, we do have free will. You're just defining it too narrowly. And we can change, and we can change one another, and we can change society. It's a great read.
Wow.
The Clockwork Universe.
You know, the world seems so, I don't know, tumultuous at the moment, Steph. I don't know that I can turn my attention so deeply inward to question my every decision. I don't know. I may have to put that in the hold category, but
it sounds
interesting.
It makes you really think about the injustices that people, you know, like after the guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial, we're waiting to see how Minnesota, how the Twin Cities, how America would react. If you read this and then you think about like what free will do the people in the crowd have, and what do they have control over, and can we change the United States? And if there are people who think there is no free will, and so why even bother trying? It's all woven into all the questions we're asking right now about the society. I really think it's interesting. All right. On a lighter note, Spectacle,
yes,
by Mariah Smith. This is a podcast about reality TV. And Mariah Smith is a comedian and writer. But the reason why I love this, there's so many podcasts that are like me right now, like just some person yammering, you know, about like reality TV and what's good or what's
yammer.
Bad. But yeah, she does more than yammer. She's got interviews with people who helped create things like even going back to An American Family, the Loud Family documentary in the early 70s, that, you know, one of the first, like, the first instance of reality TV on American TV, and people who'd been on Survivor but created Survivor, and what America was like at that time, pop culture-wise, so the different iterations of reality TV can take off. It's a really interesting examination of pop culture and America, and it's also very funny, and they really put a lot of work into it. I think it's
so,
it's
so
just
this
great.
is in podcast form.
It's a podcast, yeah. And each podcast takes on a different show.
I appreciate what you're saying about that, because you can listen to a lot of what movies come. You're right. It's just a lot of people burbling about stuff they like, and there isn't a whole lot of depth, though. So I get this.
Yeah, so it's good. Mariah Smith, Spectacle.
All right. Got it.
There is a movie from 1971. So this, we're going way back, and it's newly on the Criterion Collection. It's Elaine May's first directorial, her directorial debut. And she wrote and directed and starred in this movie. It's called A New Leaf, and it stars her and Walter Matthau as a couple, Henry and Henrietta. And Henry is one of the worst people in the world. Like, we're the, just this spoiled trust fund baby who's no longer a baby, who's gone, burned through his trust fund. And so he asked his butler, like, you know, what am I going to do? I have no money. I want to continue to live like a rich man. And his butler tells him, well, what you need to do is find a rich woman and marry her, and she'll support you. And so he decides he's going to find a rich woman, and but he doesn't tell his butler that he's planning on killing her so that he doesn't have to have a wife.
This is charming.
So it is. And Walter Matthau finds Elaine May. She's a rich botanist who's clumsy, annoying, boring, has bad taste, and he decides to marry her. And it follows their courtship and then their marriage as he starts planning her death. It is incredibly funny. And there's one scene that where she's in a dress and she's got it put on the wrong way and is the funniest physical comedy I've seen in a movie in decades.
She's great.
A
she
New Leaf. Great. I can't say enough good things about it. What a great movie. Okay. All right, now let's dance a little, okay? This is a song by The Gabriels. Oh, well, I should let you say something. Did you have something you want to throw
Steph,
in there?
I'll just say I was in the mood for dark and moody and stormy, and so I turned to Hinterland. It's on the streaming services, takes place in Wales. It's a lot of fun, and it's moody.
Ooh.
And if you're in the mood for that, perfect. Okay,
all right.
On to the music.
On to the music. This is a band called Gabriels. It's a song called Love and Hate in a Different Time. And if you have a chance, look at it on YouTube, because there's a great short film that goes along with it.
Steph Curtis is NPR's news director of programming and with us for The Five. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.